Okay. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order at 7:05. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mayor Gardner.
Here.
Danny Kumbelich.
Excused.
Alan Starnes.
Here.
Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jeff Foster.
Excused.
Maria Venterson.
Here.
Brad Mawashaw.
Here.
Very good. We do have a quorum. We'll go ahead and get started with the approval agenda. Are there any additions or deletions this evening? We will keep the ordinance 25-2015-02 on there for the first reading, and we'll adjust that later. We will bump the equipment rentals and the health plan medical waiver when we have more time to sit down and chat with Andy. Unfortunately, Andy didn't make it in on the plane until we finished our workshop. We're going to get that right next month, I do believe. The weather's been a little bit on the non-cooperative side. So with that, if there isn't any other, I'd entertain a motion as amended.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Red.
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to the consent agenda. One item this evening. It's the minutes of the regular meeting of January 13, 2015. Are there? We had a couple changes. Cheryl, I'll leave that up to you. How about that?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the correction under page 1, where it says approval of agenda. Mayor Glenn Gardner made a motion. He probably called for a motion, I should say.
Okay.
And on page 2, where it says invite, the city sent an invite to Senator Walker. It should say Governor Walker.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay. Any other?
Just after that, for him to do a joint trip. Not join.
Okay.
Just after Governor Walker.
A joint. Okay. Very good. You got those, Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
Three. Okay. With that, any others? Not hearing any, entertain a second to that motion.
Second.
Second by Rayette. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Rayette?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion passes. Moving right along this evening to reports. First on the list is the finance officer, and Christina, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax for December was $372.97. Sales tax revenue was $36,898.10. There's a bank balance, expenditure guideline, revenue. Anybody have any questions on anything?
Okay, questions for Krista this evening? Not hearing any, thank you. Getting off kind of easy, aren't you?
Nothing going on.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thanks, Krista. Moving right along to number 2 is administrator's report, and Andy, the floor is yours.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Glad to be here. Yeah, that 372 looks low, but it is over 300 times better than December 2011. So, like, perspective. $6 in.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, glad I could make it in after yesterday. I didn't know Sam White would blow away, so I'm glad things calmed down and we were able to make it out. Miss Judy was on the plane with me yesterday. So
I'm the public health manager.
Oh,
yeah. We spent a lot of time together yesterday.
Oh,
today.
anyway, I was Cold Bay, I guess.
Yeah. Not much going on in Cold Bay either. So I was on vacation last week and then had it extended a little bit because of a family event, but made it back. And so some of these things I didn't have a chance to go and make a few things like that.
That's
so
fine.
Just seeing the agenda, things look good. I'll just be brief. While I'm here this week, I want to work with Alan on getting some last information together, and probably Dave, too, to apply for some DEC water funding. If you remember, those guys were out last week or last month talking about that and the the deadline is Friday, so I hope the internet is working this week. Everything has to be done online to apply for those things. Basically, we're applying for a loan for a couple projects. It doesn't mean we have to take a loan, but to apply for grant funding later, and during the summer, you have to apply for a loan first. That's how their system works, so that's what I'll be doing. And I did talk to the ANTHC guy, Brad, again last week, and things are, still in line for fixing the outfall project. That's all they can do. He tried to expand the scope a little bit with his superiors, but they wouldn't budge. So it would be the outfall project, and probably for this next summer, 2016 summer, unless we decide to do some of the admin work and the RFP and everything like that. We may be able to do it sooner, but that's something we should talk about. Depending on how that goes. I put that part about the population in there. According to the Department of Labor, the population is 946 now, so we lost some, but I talked to King Cove, Accutane, and others in the borough. Everyone lost some population. The only silver lining there is that, for instance, in that DEC grant I was just talking about, if you're under 1,000, your grant match was cut in half. So instead of needing 30% grant match, you just need 15 if your population is under 1,000. So silver lining to getting it down to that number of folks, I guess. I uploaded a few projects in the state's capital project requests. Before I left, one of the dock project, obviously, and I went ahead and did some of the water and sewer projects too, just in case they're feeling generous in Juneau this year. That'll be a tough haul this year, of course, but if the governor and the legislature are going to take some of the federal dollars diverted from other projects like the Juneau Access Road, Kamekon Bridge, things like that. It sounds like it could go to other projects. It's money that the state's going to will have anyway. So our strategy is to try to get some of that and be asking the state for just a portion of the dock replacement cost. The bulk of it would be that federal money. So in reality, looking at what we're asking of the state is actually very small in the grand scheme of things. And we would probably, the city or the borough or the EDA, we would find some other match money to help make it a bit more attractive, but nothing that would break the bank of the city, obviously. The MOA with EATS to do the, to accept Medicaid reimbursements for ambulance rides, we had to accept Medicaid reimbursement, we had to have a business license, so I did that before I left. The city will now have a business license. That's going to take a couple weeks to process, but I think once that's done, according to the woman I was working with, it should go pretty quick to get that going. So we could see that MOA here pretty soon. We'll talk about the marijuana law a bit later. There's an ordinance on the agenda. since it's first reading, we probably won't even talk about it too much. But essentially, all it's doing is bringing their code of ordinances up to compliance with a new statewide law. Alan, it's good you did a lot of, you paid attention during the AML, because there's a lot of things in there that, I mean, that was a really good memo, I think, that folks had, and if everyone had a chance to look at it. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Essentially, in 2 weeks, possession becomes legal and lawful. So our code of ordinances need to say, you know, it must be 21, you know, you can't do it in public, you obviously can't be intoxicated while driving. So kind of mirroring a lot of the things that our alcohol ordinances do. But we'll have a little bit of a gap. You know, the second reading and passage wouldn't be until March, so it's legal February 24th, so we'll just have to be, you know, mindful of that, I guess. And then later on, we'll have to appoint a regulatory body, which will probably just be the council, and that's how we go from there. That doesn't need to happen until the fall, really, when they have all the commercial laws in place. Finally, we passed the resolution last month opposing the marine sanctuary in the Aleutian Islands, and the one of the bureaucrats, I forget what position it was, for NOAA denied it, the application. So that was good. A lot of people, a lot of communities, the tribe, and others acted quick on what was a ridiculous nomination and got that shot down. So hopefully if they try something again in the future, people can rally like that as well.
Yeah, we chatted a little bit about this afternoon, and I'm guessing it will be back. And so
you get the impression. Yeah. The wording in that NOAA letter said, if you want to reapply, here are some things you should do. So it's kind of business to do.
And then we brought up, I do believe that President has some option to do some other drastic measures, but I doubt that that will happen, but can.
Yeah. So.
Are they trying to do the same thing down in California coast?
I haven't been keeping up. They are.
This was just a one-off from an Alaskan and probably some outside groups that wanted to do this.
Another thing, too, just to bring up for the board's deal, and you mentioned, too, we'll be receiving the dollars from the borough from the monies that were going to come forth on the paving project, so it'll be another $200,000 that we'll be putting back into the coffers. So that should be coming up here shortly. So, any questions for Andy? Not hearing any. We're going to move on. My deals are going to cover on the agenda, but one I'm going to have John touch on briefly before he gives his thing. I do have a memo from John about the dog, and I'd like to touch base, and maybe we'll just take care of that after. But do you want to touch base a little bit on the drug dog? Really?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, most of you know, a couple of years ago, we were gifted a dog when the National Guard unit collapsed the support section that they had with the troopers. And the dog was an 8-year-old, almost a 9-year-old dog at that time. And it was just a scent detection dog that allowed us to utilize it to support warrant requests and search warrants and, mm-hmm. and things like that. And since that time, we knew the dog had a limited shelf life, getting a little bit older in his working life. But since that time, he's had some health problems. And here just recently, we spent $500 or $600 sending him in with a shoulder injury and getting him back. And so we were getting to a point anyway of having to decide, you know, when that asset shelf life was exhausted. But with the new marijuana laws, it kind of, I think, pushed it over the edge. And because the dog smells for marijuana, methamphetamine, and cocaine, as well as heroin, and it just smells for an alert on one of those substances, period, and pretty soon one of those substances is going to be legal, it complicates searching incredibly for us in a legal sense, and what how we can utilize the dog is extremely limited. The state troopers are facing the same problem, and Anchorage is retiring several dogs because of the issue. It's one of those spin-off things that, you know, I'm sure voters never considered or had the idea to be informed about, and unfortunately it's one of those deals. So the totality of circumstances really resulted in a note from myself to the mayor saying, you know, my suggestion was that we're really putting out at this point more than we're getting back in return, and it's going to be complicated and worse very soon. And I suggested that we retire the dog and let him become a family pet for somebody and live the last few years that he has comfortably. And though it's a resource that was nice to have right at our hand, it doesn't totally restrict our ability to have a dog help us. We have a dog in Anchorage at the airport that we can use if we're dealing with shipments coming through, and if we have a planned activity, we can always get a handler and a dog, much like we load out to Alaska. So it doesn't cripple us all together, but it just seems like a good business decision.
Thank you. And does the board have any problems if we take care of that? I know that you didn't make it this afternoon, Rayet or Jack, but do you guys have any issues with that?
What are we doing?
Retiring Toke.
No, I heard the last part of that.
It was very fortunate that Panair picked up the actual tab for the travel, but we still had to pick up the vet bill, which was, $600, Krista, or FOMO. Yeah. So, and there are a lot of issues that come with that. So, if there aren't any issues with that, I'll go ahead and take care of that. Okay. Thanks, John. And with that, I guess the lead into your report. So, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I guess the next thing I really had on my list, in addition to the statistics that are provided, and we have to answer questions about what's inside the report there, but I did want to thank Dave and Alan Hill. They went out of their way helping us get our siren back and operating. You probably heard it on Friday afternoons for the last 2 or 3 weeks. We talked straight to paying for the cost of the battery replacements and support parts for that, and Alan installed them, Dave made it happen, so I'm really grateful to have that back up and running. And we'll be looking at some other features of that system. It has a voice capability and different messaging ability, so we're going to, now that it's functioning in a good sound way, we're going to look at getting some all common use of that thing. Jail funding is a sad thing. We talked about jail funding quite a bit here over the last year, and this was going to be the first year in the state fiscal budget that we were going to be included as a community jail and receive some funding for a lot of stuff that we already provide and frankly subsidize the state. And unfortunately, the governor struck all funding for community jails, and though that hurts us, you know, and we would have gotten probably some support financially, it really hurts communities. They've been getting it for a lot of years. I know in Alaska, they've been getting over $800,000 a year, and there are 13 community jails in all. So there'll be a little bit of a political move, those communities scrambling to preserve what they can out of the program, even though it's been slashed. We'll kind of be getting money reinstated, and we'll be right on their shirt tail if we can at all get in on that program. But unfortunately, it's the reality of what the state's facing, and it's not just that, like everybody knows. I mean, there's many other places we're all going to be going backwards a little bit financially because of the position that they're in. Marijuana laws, we talked a little bit about that earlier at the work session, and it's just one of those things that's very confusing at this point, even for the state legislature who hasn't defined what they need to define as what's going to be legal and what's not. We're sitting back watching. We're certainly paying attention to what the city attorney says. And as I mentioned earlier, as you'll be legislating what's going to happen within the city, I just invite you to contact me if you have questions, away from the council or, come by the office. I'm sure there are going to be questions that come up, what's worked in other places, what hasn't, what we have to do, and what we can and not do. So anyway, I just invite you to do that. And know that we'll be paying close attention, and I'll be working very close with Wolf Andrew and Glenn to make it the best we can for Sandpoint. Most of you know we're full staff now, with the exception of the grant position. We hired Alvin Osterbeck, who came on duty early this month. And he's been an officer here before for several years. Most of you know him. I'm sure everyone knows him. And it's kind of nice to have a local back on board. He was gone for 10 years from the department, so he's basically a person that we totally have to reprogram or put a new public safety mindset into. So we're happy to have him on, and it seems to be working very well for right now. As far as EMS is going, we are continuing to work with East. They've been very good with us in the relationship, and we're striving to move toward that MOA that the city administrator talked about. We have some training coming up this next month. There'll be a full EMS or EMT class. A lot of the people that took the ETT class the last session are going to be looking to advance their certificates, and that'll help support, because our ambulance, the code for the ambulance is that we have to have an EMT on every run, and that's going to help us immensely. Hopefully we broaden our pool of available volunteers to get to this. Ms. Denise Mobeck, who is the admin assistant downstairs, she's been maintaining all the ambulance certifications, and she's been maintaining the scheduling and making sure it's covered. And I think we've seen, we had a little bit of a dip there after Susan left and someone applying themselves to make sure that the ambulance hours were covered and that the schedule was full, but we've been up and running without a complaint here lately, and it seems like we've been doing very well. I'd like to thank her for that. And fire, as I mentioned earlier, probably our biggest challenge right now in public safety in all is finding a suitable fire chief that has an interest to be on board as we continue to look for somebody to fill that role. We just don't have enough money to pay to attract somebody from the outside to maintain a role as fire chief, and there are some people in town that might be able to do it, but their interest and time, attention is not really there. So we're still struggling to do that. And I know Dave, as much as he wants to be done with it, is an asset that we keep reaching out to, and his staff as well. And we'll continue to do that. And we're committed to finding somebody that's going to get on board to do it. So if you know somebody or have a heart to serve in that capacity, boy, let us know, and we sure like to get somebody in there that'd be dedicated. And that's about all I have, sir.
Okay, very good. Do we have questions for John? Andy?
The gentleman from school, right? Is he interested in...
He just got another full-time job that is going to take all his time now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was, I think, interested if he had stayed in the position he was in, but he's stepped up to the tech director for the rural school district. So it's going to be a busy boy. Any other questions for John? Not hearing any, thank you. And we will move right on into public works. And the floor is yours, Dave.
My guys are doing really good. We've been pretty busy. As you can see, this last month we did some sweeping of the roads a few times and graded roads, mainly Boat Harbor, but it was about the worst, but hit some of the side roads. We replaced a clutch on the old... on one of our Mack dump trucks. We still got one to go, but I guess pressure in the way now. We removed the old playground equipment from the school, hauled it to the landfill for anal. Replaced alternator and batteries in our lower. Fixed the back of a police vehicle. Burned a bunch of the alders, I'd say 80% of the alders up there by the landfill. We cleaned the shop so we could get the crusher back in there, which is it's in there right now. Fueled all of our city buildings and houses and everything last month. Graded some snow. Hauled 39 bags of rubber mulch for our city playground here at the city building. Like Chief said, we helped assist with the siren. We got that up. Landfill is the same. We've been trying to keep cleaning around the dumpsters. The dumpsters is horrible. My guys were talking about it tonight after the meeting here that seems like a couple times a week now they have to go around and pick up refrigerators and washers and dryers. And these people are just seem to throw it alongside the dumpsters knowing now that we pick them up. So just doing our thing. We were up straightening the steel piles up at the landfill. All the equipment was serviced on December, so I couldn't really say much there. We're at the high limit of Trident's trash right now. It's pretty busy. With this weather, it's kind of hard to do it because we were shut down Saturday. Yesterday we were shut down, so we were overwhelmed today. But due to the high winds and the weather, it's just... And then, of course, at that point in time, all the garbage is so smoldered. It doesn't work right. As far as the recycle center, it's still great. We're going to have to do some work on the glass pressure you're roasting. I think the augers are wearing out. It just takes some build-up rod or something to build it back up and change the screen. Water sewer, we've been really busy and active with that. We've shut a few people off due to owing us a lot of money, and I guess it's helped. We've still got a few more to work on if we've got to dig up the lines. We had problems down at the water plant, but it's back to normal again. We didn't lose a pump. We thought we lost one, but it was due to our wet wells freezing up low water. The upper pump house, we had problems with the air bladder system in it. It was about a week and a half ago, and Alan babysat it for about 3 days until we got all the pressures back up. It runs a differential pressure on our pressurized water mains. Otherwise, it's just basically maintenance. We've been trying to stay up on everything, but it always seems like you got one thing done, you get three more to do. So, but it's all good. We're doing fine. That's about all I got.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Dave. I just want to add this afternoon for Jack and Rayet that may have missed, we did talk a little bit again about you heard that Dave said the crusher has been moved back inside. We have worked with Shipping Corporation and have been given the okay to move into the deal up there upon a survey, which we have to, and then there's a bunch of other stuff we have to work on, and Andy and I will try to get some of that straight away. But once Dave gets rolling, he's going to go in and set up and get her rolling and see how she works, and then we'll move on and we'll have something for the council hopefully soon on which direction we're going to go. And we'll probably have to bounce some ideas off each other's before we finally get there. But we'll work with Shimigan on that and make sure we can get rolling. And again, that will be great to help this community out. And Local Rock, as you know, we're never able to get product from the other situation. So we're going to hopefully get there. And I know Dave's been working really hard on that. So we're taking that one step at a time, and we're moving closer to that goal. So
yeah, our plan right now is to fire up the big crusher since it's set up all right now. I just need a couple, 3-4 days of good weather to go up there and replace the main conveyor belt, which I have everything in stock. Do some wiring off the alternator. I got a brand new alternator on. I haven't wired up yet. And a few little odds and ends. They're thinking about just start pounding 3-inch minus or something. Just go at it. 20,000 yards or whatever we can get out of there, because they're time consuming. It's going to be jamming up rocks. And so we can all pound it in a 3-inch minus. We can always turn around and run it back through the jaw into the little crusher and not have any slowdowns or anything like that. Our big slowdowns usually jamming a rock in a big jaw, you know. A rock is just 2 inches too big, it won't go, and you fight it for hours. So we're thinking about, since the little crusher is away from it right now, it's just a build a ramp and go to town, just go crazy with the 3-inch minus. And it'd be a good test for the big crusher, too.
And nothing will move out of there, though. That'll become part of the survey, you know, and will be counted in. So we, you know, we, that all gets counted before we move on.
Right. We can pound all the rock we want, but we can't move it until it's got a survey. So we start off a clean slate.
And we have a MOA with Shimigan or some sort of how we're going to move forward. Otherwise, but yes, thanks for moving forward. We've been working on this for years, and I think we're seeing a goal flying that
way. I haven't seen daylight at the tunnel yet.
Well, I can close there.
Opening, you know.
Yeah. So, thanks, Dave. Others, questions for Dave?
Just a quick one.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Are you going to be able to put up a partial grizzly or something over that big one, so you guys aren't down there with chain hoists and stuff? Or
No. Yeah. Well, a portion of the grizzly's there still. I just need to find some railroad iron.
Is there any
railroad iron on that? Yeah.
I need some. I don't know.
Like 75-pound per foot railroad iron. Because that's what they built it out of the second time. And it's missing a couple bars.
I don't know if it'd be worth reclaiming. Worth a ride and take a look, though. Some of that stuff is laying along the bank up there at Cutter's Bay.
Mm-hmm. There it is by that big digger, big round digging wheel. There's some railroad weapons up there.
Mm-hmm. Head of the bay in Unga.
We're on the head of the bay.
Got some a couple 10-foot chunks.
You probably come up with a little bit of skeleton.
You know it's well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there no more railroads up by Dunford Electric? Wasn't there some years and years ago?
Yeah, I think that is gone. You know, in actuality, that the gold mine, not the first one here as you go, but the second one that you've gone into Red Cove, there's tracks in there. And a buggy yet, by the way. And it's still in there, in that little gold mine.
I need a couple buggy wheels, too.
No. But anyway, gosh, no, I wouldn't go in there.
I'll bet Ted's got some over there.
I never thought of it. He probably has something like that, too.
Yeah, so I do need a couple buggy wheels to hold my recycle drum up. Right now, it's missing two that don't know where they went. I can't find them. So I'm going to have to make something with buggy wheels because it's a wheel that's steel on steel.
Right.
So,
yeah. Very good. Other questions for Dave? Not hearing any. Thank you. We're moving right along. Richard? The Sand Point Boat Harbor.
Thanks. Good evening, everybody. Very, very brief report. We keep on doing the same stuff. I keep on writing about the same report. All the equipment's working fine, and and they're steadily greasing and oiling and just maintaining the equipment. But one of my crew members is gone for the month. Last week there was one out for the week. They get caught with some kind of bug, and another guy dropped today, so we're limping along. But the main part here is I've been in contact with Dave Marshall from Kendrick Equipment, and he's the one we order all of our parts and do everything with for the big travel lift. And he and some of his workers are going to be in Seward this month, and Dave said he's going to see if he can get one of his guys to come here in early March to do an inspection of the big travel lift, or the boat lift. Hopefully it'll work, because it's busy season, it's coming soon. And on a different note, the guys did start prepping the city dock for the timbers. We're in the early prepping stage, but Alan ordered us some life jackets, and we haven't got the rest of them, but getting tired of working over water without life jackets or anything, so we're going to hold off and wait for them and the weather. And that's about all I have to report, barring any questions.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Richard. Again, just a quick note, this afternoon we chatted a little bit too about the Harbor House. As you guys know, Moon mentioned before, they have redone upstairs, and there's new linoleum Ken has done. But we talked a little bit this afternoon about the bathrooms downstairs, and we touched base a little bit on that before, but Krista and I, we went through the budget. There is enough. It's going to be around $2,000 or a little bit better to change out and put that stuff on the walls. It's a new urinal and toilet and some other accessories in there. And Moon, as you can attest, that place is sad. I'll leave it at that. It's just sad. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, and Ken will be, when he finishes up on his other deal, he'll be ready to tackle that and have that up and running before spring. So we chat a little bit about that. But other than that, do we have questions for Richard?
So it's your, is it lighting or anything like that?
No, it's all just a plumbing. Yeah. The floor is already concrete with a drain or two in it. And the walling is that new, I don't know what it is, if it's fiberglass or whatever, but you can actually hose it off if you have to. And then the urinals and whatnot will have the automatic flush, okay. So they're not, you know, dealing with what they're dealing with down there all the time. And so it'll just be some much-needed upgrades. So, is there any other questions for Richard? Not hearing any, we're going to move on. This evening, under hearings, ordinances, and resolutions, number one is Ordinance 2015-02. It's the marijuana possession and definitions. Did you want to touch on that quickly, or show it on the table for the first reading?
I kind of went over it in the report. Yeah. It's basically kind of bringing things up to in line with what the voters passed, and similar to how we treat alcohol.
Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to put it on the floor for the first reading.
I'll make a motion for Ordinance 2015-02 on the floor for the first reading.
Very good. A motion's been made by Rayette. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Alan. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And this is probably going to have to be tweaked quite a bit, depending on... I'm sorry, did I miss one? I'm starting to talk. Did you get everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jack?
Yeah, I just said no.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So we motion carries on the floor for the first reading. With that, there's going to be, like John said earlier this afternoon, we may have to have a separate meeting or something and just get everybody together and chat about this, because there are going to be lots of things going on with that, and you know, we'll have tweaks and whatnot along the way. So,
but yeah, and I think you make a good point with the legislature passes
Yeah. Jack?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't know why we'd want to jump the gun before the feds in the state have even had a look at it. I mean, I guess, you know, there's lots of reasons, political reasons, why people want to start putting cramps on stuff like this. But if you put binders on yourself, you're liable to, you know, you got to remember, don't kill the cash cow.
Yeah,
it's liable to be one.
I think we're just trying to get in line. When does it become legal? The 24th of this month.
Two weeks.
Yeah, so I guess that's kind of where, you know, we get the basics. And yeah, I understand where you're coming from on that, too. So, but anyway, we'll be moving forward with that, and this will be all posted. And again, we never know. We may have to have a separate one to bring up other issues.
I think it should involve the public.
Yeah, well, that's what we said earlier at the workshop. So... okay, with that, we'll move on to number two, Resolution 15-05. It's our water and sewer projects. And Andy, did you want to touch base on that really quick? I do believe that's Russiantown.
And the lift station. Yeah, this is essentially to apply for some
money
funding. We needed a resolution to show that it's a community priority class. That's what this is doing, fixing those projects in the community capital priority.
Okay, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 15-05.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 15-05.
Motion's been made by Marita to adopt 15-05. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Brant?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Moving right along to number three, Resolution 15-06. It's revenue sharing, and we talked about that this afternoon. I think it's pretty straightforward. We're probably coming up against, as John mentioned, that's another thing that's going to be on the chopping block possibly, and I know that the communities throughout Alaska really stand up for this one, and I'm sure we're going to be there chatting about that one. So... but it is basically straightforward, and I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
Make a motion to adopt Resolution 15-06.
Motion's been made by Shirley to adopt Resolution 15-06. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Jack. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any. Can we have a roll call, please?
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Just on another note, while we're here, Andy, we are up with applying for the shared fishery taxes, right? Did we get all that paperwork going?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. I was just thinking about that as we were talking about
revenue. Passed that last month.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Moving along to old business. The first on the agenda is the city building roof. We had quite a discussion this afternoon on that, and I do have to apologize for the paperwork. It is all here. I'll just run through the numbers. It's a quote on labor and materials. Roofing labor for the two roofs on that side and the lower one is $6,300. And then the I don't know if it's an entryway, surely, that runs on the back side of the bingo where we have our prior major leakage on a sprinkler just pours in there. Is running $5,040. So a total on labor is $11,340. The material list, which Alan brought up a good point today, we should probably maybe a percent more on some of like the plywood and whatnot, maybe add in. But we're looking at $3,418.41 for the bulk of the main part. And the other part that we reframe on the bottom will run $1,383.19 for a total of about $4,801. And as we chat this afternoon, as you've seen, if you come in the building, we're having leaks springing up because it's running down the backside over the top through a vent, and we're having leaks in the boys' bathroom, in the hallways, next to our to the break room, and some downstairs. And it needs to be addressed. And it should have probably been taken care of the first time around, but better late than never. Otherwise, I think we're going to have some serious issues. So that's where we're sitting on that, and the paperwork's here if you wanted to take a look at that. And but that's where we're at with those two situations that we brought up at the last meeting. What are the council's wishes?
Fix the roof?
Yeah, it's a roof. Yeah. Okay, I guess that's a... we're spending money, so I did, if you can, make a motion to approve it.
I'll make a motion to fix it. Okay. Approve the...
The quote on the roof, yeah.
For the roof.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Motion's been made by Rayette.
Second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any other discussion? And again, I'll point out, and maybe we'll talk to the guys that maybe 10% more on some of the wood supplies, as Alan brought up earlier in the workshop. So we can chat about that. But is there any other discussion?
I think 10% might be approval. It usually spreads as it goes down. But
oh, that's what you, should I bump that a hair? Or?
I wouldn't.
How much? 15?
15 or 20. Like I said, it's a pyramid.
That would break too.
Excuse me? Right. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, is there any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We will get rolling on that. Number two is the maintenance vehicle. As we chatted in the prior meeting, thanks to Dave, he did all the legwork on this. It was a stack of them, so we didn't print them off. And at the meeting this afternoon, and I guess more than welcome, we, as the board discussed, we would lean toward the Ford, which was it like $5,000 cheaper than any of the Chevys that you had gotten quotes for? And it is a 2015, it's the new aluminum body.
F-150.
How does it handle?
Just plain Jane. It's got an AM, FM radio on it, but plain Jane.
And to include a toolbox and to do a rack for ladders. For the work.
Bed liner? I think
the 2015 comes with bed liner.
Oh, did it?
I think so.
Something rust eventually.
I know, I've looked at so many of them.
But yeah, you definitely did your...
It's an aluminum.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on, I'm running through
rust.
This.
Yeah. Aluminum isn't rust? I don't know.
It's scratches.
I will follow up on that, Dave. Okay, yeah, so you're right. There's going to be stuff gone in and out of that all the time. So,
good. Okay, and it's aluminum.
Good point. Okay, what are the council's wishes? We're going to go with what the council are that happened in the workshop.
I'll make a motion to purchase the 2015 Ford for maintenance vehicle.
Motion's been made. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Any other discussion besides add a bed liner? Or if it's a spray or whatever, I imagine it. Okay. Not hearing anything, roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thanks again, Dave, and we'll get rolling on this. And
yeah, I was kind of looking at racks, too. A rack for the truck, for ladder racks, is about $500. Now, the knack boxes, I haven't really gotten a good number on them yet because I was looking at old, used, new. Because the new one's like $1,800 for them. But then it's a sealed unit. I mean, you can't break in it. They're pretty much bulletproof. It'd be either a Greenlee or a Mack.
Okay. Very good, and you're going to help me out with that again, David,
sure.
If you don't mind.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to new business. First on the list this evening is QTT's donation request. We did chat about this at the workshop. It's $110 for 1 month. It supplies books, and they're asking for 1 month. So it's $110. Shimming Incorporation, I think, did that last month. And what it does is it delivers books to the children. And I think Kobe may be added to this fund. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to donate $110 to the QT tribe for their imagination library.
Second.
Motion's been made by Shirley and second by Jack. Is there any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Moving right along, as you've seen the next two items on the agenda, we are moving on to the next meeting. We didn't have a chance to chat, and I think Dave and Alan are going to sit down with Andy and talk about equipment rental rates and get that one counted out, our in health plan, when we have a little chance more that we can all sit down at a workshop, so I think everybody can get a fair angle of where you're coming from on that one, and we can work on that one. So we'll push that one off also. So moving on to number two would be the Swampy Conference, and we discussed that this afternoon. I think Alan, out of the bunch, is the only one interested. Rayette, not a chance. You're busy.
I just came back from a conference with my baby. I wouldn't do that again.
And then that leaves Mr. Foster over there. Jack, are you going to be able? It's the end of the first week of March. I do believe 4th, 5th, and 6th.
I'm not even sure what time the season opens.
I think, did we talk about that? What was that? The 7th?
Oh, no, I can't go around.
Okay. So that will leave Alan to let Shannon know where you're standing on that here in the next 2 days. How's that? Okay. Is that good with everybody? Everyone else isn't able to go? Okay. With that, we're going to move on to public comments. This time it's... we can switch and look at you folks. Anybody have anything for us? I know most of you have already chatted. Going once. Twice. Okay. We're going to move right along. We do have an executive session. We'd like to just give a quick update, and it shouldn't take long. So do we have a little paper that do the motion for the moving into executive session? The proper one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move into. Yeah.
Make a motion to move into executive session.
Okay, and we'll have a. Yeah. Do we have a second? Second by Jack. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.